السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It seems though you are still jet lagged from your journey from wherever you are coming from. I hope you are more livelier than this when our Honorable Sheikh does the zikr. We want this place to tremble today, inshallah. Once again, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us this auspicious occasion once more in our lifetime. It's an occasion which is to be cherished, and we sincerely, on behalf of the Executive Committee and the trustees of Zakaria Jami Masjid, we welcome you, and it's a pleasure and honor to host you. We hope we can fulfill our end of the hospitality. We will endeavor to do our utmost best, inshallah. This event, this auspicious occasion, which comes once a year, it is the largest, the biggest, and the most auspicious occasion in the calendar of Zakaria Jami Masjid. And all this, the credit, the testament, goes to no other than our Honorable Sheikh Hazrat Asif Hussain Faruqi Damat Barakatuhum. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a long life with sihat and afia, so he can continue with the tremendous and the fantastic work of zikr that is being spread not only in the UK but around the globe. For those that are new, and for those that are not familiar with zikr, let me give you one example which I recently read about it and read from a professor, an English professor, who was experimenting on the words and to see which was the best word, which was the most worthy word, that if it was said, that person would feel tranquility, would feel peace in his mind. And again, this is from a non-Muslim, I'm telling you, with all the sophisticated equipment that he had, and he went through all the words that he could think of, and guess what? One word worthy more than anything, one word which is full of tranquility and peace in the mind, is Alhamdulillah, Allah. Allah, which most of you, Alhamdulillah, daily say this word, do the zikr of Allah. That's why the zikr of Allah is the most beneficial zikr that you can get. Let me give you one more example, which I recently came upon. A person can donate shipload of sadaqah, but a person who's engaged in the zikr of Allah is more virtuous than the person who's donating a shipload of sadaqah. So my dear respected brothers and those listening at home, we are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the opportunity to remember him, So once again, Jazakumullah khair for coming. And let's hope inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many, many more of these occasions in the near future. So before we start, I'd like to say a few conditions, few rules that we need you to adhere to. First and foremost, the Sharia doesn't allow us, and more so our Honorable Shaykh, he absolutely detests this habit, the habit of videoing and taking photos. So first and foremost, let's respect the Sharia and our Honorable Shaykh's request that please, nobody on this floor, downstairs, take any photos or videos, because if you do, unfortunately, we will have to take your phone off you. We don't want to do this. We don't want to go to that extreme. It's a happy occasion. It's an auspicious occasion. Let's not spoil it by doing something. We know it's a culture these days, but we need to come out of this selfie culture, this photo and videoing culture, especially in the house of Allah. Especially. And if we can't come out in here from the house of Allah, then I'm sorry, we are a lost cause, we are a lost case. So please, keep it in mind. For those brothers outside, please do not block the hallways, do not block the lifts, because the lifts are needed for the elderly, for the disabled, and they could need any time to use those lifts. So please, keep them clear. Once the program begins, the doors upstairs, doors will be closed. And after the program, there will be two exits. One to my right, one to my left. Same with the doors on the right and left. Those that want to go for the food will be able to go from that side, from the left. And those that want to go for toilet, they want to relieve themselves, they can go from the right. But remember, you will not be able to come back in. In order to do so, you will be given a pass. Take that pass from the attendant that are guarding the doors, the security, and then you can come back in. And another request, those that are sitting upstairs, you are reminded, please stay put here. Spend as much time as you can in zikr and fikr, because the people downstairs that are already there downstairs, they will be fed first, and then it will be your opportunity. You will be guided and you will be advised and you will be led downstairs. So please keep that in mind after the program. Stay seated. For those people that are here, please stay seated. At all times, especially for those that are downstairs, please respect the advice, the orders of the people that are organizing, the people in the red jackets, the people who've been designated to take care of this event. Please listen to them. Don't argue with them. And finally, after the program, please do not try and shake your hands with our Honorable Shaykh. Have some pity and mercy on him. He's not getting any younger day by day. Maybe in his heart he is, which no doubt he is, Alhamdulillah. But age-wise, he is getting on a bit. And please, don't inconvenience him. I know that each and every one of you that's here has so much love for him. And alhamdulillah, that is something to be treasured, but at the same time, respect his wishes. Inshallah, enjoy the program, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one's contribution in this event. May he accept this mehfil of zikr for each and every one of us and make it a way for our pathway to Jannah, inshallah. Inshallah, we call upon Abdul Rahim, inshallah, to take center stage and convene the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. SubhanAllah. We gathered here today for a unique occasion, the 10th yearly ijtima of Silsila Naqshbandiya Mujaddidiya, in the company and at the invitation of Hadrat Sheikh Asif Hussain Farooqi Saab, Damat Barakatuhu. For anyone who has not attended any of these gatherings in previous years, the program starts with this introductory section, consisting of recitation, nasheeds, and some short addresses, after which, inshallah, Hadrat Saab will enlighten our hearts with his nasiha. Following the nasiha, Hadrat Saab will lead the majlis of dhikr in his incomparable manner, and then conclude the session with dua, inshallah. Thereafter, food will be served by our wonderful hosts who have already welcomed us and made us feel so comfortable since our arrival here today. Alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, the program does not end there, for the masjid has generously allowed all the guests to stay overnight so that we can also benefit from the wonderful morning majlis after Salatul Fajr until Ishraq. Those regular in attending the morning majalis, whether here in person or via the audio live stream, will have experienced the unique spiritual atmosphere, the blessings and the guidance that every single morning majlis brings, mashallah. So please do stay overnight if you're able to. And following the morning majlis, breakfast will be served, inshallah, which will conclude this year's ijtima. So I now call upon Hafiz Abdurrahman Saab to open the proceedings formally by reciting some verses from the majestic Quran, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walladhina la yad'una ma'allahi ilahan akhar wa la yaqtuluna an-nafsa allati harramallahu wa la yaqtuluna an-nafsa allati harramallahu illa بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا أزواجنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما صدق الله العظيم.
I would like now to call upon Muhammad Amin Saab, who is going to recite from the blessed Shajara of Silsila Aliya Naqshbandiya Mujaddidiyya, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallam. Hamdi kul hai ya ilahi tujh khuda ke vaaste او درود و نعت و ختم الانبیاء کے واسطے نور حق سے کر منور ایمان کر نصیب رہبر برحق محمد مصطفیٰ کے واسطے نبی کی طاعت میں الہی حق مجھے دوں جان فدا حضرت صدیق اکبر با صفا کے واسطے مغضوب کرنا ڈال کر دکھا دیا ہے مستقیم حضرت سلمان فارس حق فدا کے واسطے یا الہی حال میرے پر نکائے خاص کر شیخ خوک ابو حسن سے اصفیاء کے واسطے بار جس سے پا سکوں وہ سوز مجھ کو کر نصیب باؤدین نقشبند سے بے بہا کے واسطے یا الہی مجھ کو اپنی یاد میں سرشار رکھ آباد اللہ احرار شیخ اتقیا کے واسطے بدل فضل خاص سے گناہ میرے حسنات میں مجدد دی خواج احمد دین فدا کے واسطے ہاں تے ہو گر کام میں تو دل ہو تیری یاد میں فضل علی سے شیخ کامل جی غنا کے واسطے مجھے پہ اپنی عطا کے یار بابا بسائے کھول دو طبیب قلبی پیر مرشد علی مرتضیٰ کے واسطے طبیب قلبی پیر مرشد علی مرتضیٰ کے واسطے ہو میرا ہر فعل تابع سنت خیر الانام شیخ آصف عاشق خیر الورا کے واسطے شیخ آصف عاشق خیر الورا کے واسطے شیخ آصف عاشق خیر الورا کے واسطے مومنوں سی موت پام ہو کبم وہ شرمیری وہ سے محشر بخش جاؤں مصطفیٰ کے واسطے نقشبندی سلسلہ کے جس قدر ہے مقتدا سب بھی ہو باران احمد مصطفیٰ کے واسطے وہ سے محشر سب کی سب ہو پائی اعلیٰ تر مقام मैं भी उनके साथ पाऊं तुझ खुदा के वास्ते, जो जुड़े सिलसिला से उन पी हो बारान फैज, फैज से बाबा जाऊं ओलिया के वास्ते, जो पढ़े या जो सुने ये सिलसिला आलिया, कर दी तू सबकी बख्शिश अशफिया के वास्ते।
Beautiful recitation of an incomparable poem of the Shajar Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. So I would now like to call upon Mufti Suleiman Saab, who is going to address us, inshallah, in Urdu language.
Honorable guests who have come from far and wide, and those who are listening close by and far away, all our respected colleagues, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may He accept your coming here and sitting here. And may Allah make this a means for your hereafter. And may Allah make this a means for your blessings. And may Allah Ta'ala accept all of your good intentions and thinking. This Shaykh and Murshid and guide, Shaykh Tariqat, the guide to the truth, Hazrat Peer and Shaykh Asif Hussain Farooqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, may Allah elevate him to the highest. And due to his company and status, all of the people sitting around us with light on their faces, and the imamas, the turbans on their heads, this practice on the sunnah, this is all due to the fikr and the concern of Hazrat Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala put barakah and blessings in the life of Hazrat Sahib. And may Allah Ta'ala continue this effort of his and make it affect and benefit the ummah. Just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, "Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan," or Ibrahim is one, but he has influenced the whole ummah. In the same way, after that there will be people, and they may be on their own, but they will do more work than a complete jamaat. MashaAllah, Hazrat Sahib, morning and evening, his concern, fikr, and the gatherings of dhikr, and steadfastness on dhikr, Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's name, a great treasure, that by the statement of the Salaf, the pious predecessor, Hazrat Ibn Qayyum, rahmatullahi, they have stated with regards to the gathering of dhikr that no one can attain a greater blessing than the dhikr of Allah. That person who Allah Ta'ala gives the ability to do his dhikr and remembrance, there's no greater treasure than that person has attained. So mashallah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us the ability to come here. And just I will try to explain the purpose and objective of this gathering so we can focus on that, so we can get the benefit from this gathering. It's not just the objective that we have come here, done dhikr, and we leave here. Rather, today we should learn a lot of things and depart. We should take a lot of things from this gathering. We should change from this gathering. This gathering of today, you'll have seen many faces full of light. The day and night they do dhikr of Allah regularly, mashallah. What does Allah say in the Quran? That for a moment, a second, you should not be lazy from the dhikr of Allah. What's a moment, a second? Qala Rasulullah sallam, yadhkurullah feekum. That all the time the Holy Prophet ﷺ would be doing the dhikr of Allah. Always, every second, wherever he was, dhikrul Rahman. Because it's stated that if you are lazy and detached from the remembrance of Allah, then Allah says, then I will put the shaitan after you, he will stay your colleague always. So shaitan, as soon as you're detached from dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, then shaitan will become your assistant. He will influence you to do sins. That's why my brothers, colleagues, friends, today enter into this silsila, into this group, into this order of the Naqshbandi order. What is this group? What is the Naqshbandi order, the Khanqa? The Naqshbandi order that we are mentioning, what is this Naqshbandi title? What are those people who are students of the Naqshbandi order? Those Naqshbandi sheikhs who passed away before us, they established the gatherings of dhikr, and via the teachings of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, all the awliya Allah in the Naqshbandi order, they continued that work of teaching the dhikr. Just like the Sahaba took bayah with the Prophet ﷺ, the Tabi'in took allegiance to the Sahaba, and that continued through the generations to today. Today we can also take bayah, pledge allegiance in the hand of the Wali Allah. That means you have entered into that chain, that order that goes back to the Prophet ﷺ. And then you've established a spiritual connection with the Prophet ﷺ. Because Allah says in the Quran, O my Nabi, O my Prophet, those people who take pledge of allegiance at your hand, then they are pledging allegiance to Allah's hand. In other words, the same silsila is continuing, the same order is continuing. So those people who take bayah and pledge allegiance into this order, then they have a spiritual connection back to the Prophet ﷺ through to Allah, and alhamdulillah, then that blessings from Allah via the Prophet ﷺ, from the Sahaba through the pious generations, they enter into a heart. Those people then benefit from dhikr, their minds, their heart, their akhlaq, their conduct, their manners, their way of speaking, their lifestyle, their mannerism, all of this improves. That's why, brothers, we need to improve. We need to become human beings. We need to get close to Allah. We need to retain the love of Allah. And I was listening to some of Hazrat Sahib's Malfuzat, and Hazrat Sahib said, people, do something before you leave this world. Do something, earn something, attain something. And the people who do dhikr of Allah in this world, the grave's waiting for them. When is that servant going to come so we can do good with him? Why do you leave those who don't do dhikr of Allah, swear by Allah, from their bodies, their stench and their smell, and the grave overwhelms them and the grave gets tight for them? That's why we've got a chance in this world. In this life, change yourself now and take the company of the Halullah and come and sit in the company of the pious people. And when you sit in this company of the pious people and join this order, the Naqshbandi order, and learn the dhikr of Allah, just like Hazrat Sahib said, that every day the dhikr of Allah live stream, doesn't matter if you're driving, working, walking, anywhere you're in the world, but if you join that gathering of dhikr online, you'll be included amongst the dhakireen in the eyes of Allah. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those who do his dhikr, Allah loves them. And just like Allah said that those who do my dhikr will walk into paradise laughing and smiling. That's why we should pray to Allah. Such gatherings, may Allah allow us to come and attend time and time again, repeatedly. And we are honorable, we are fortunate, we are lucky that today in this gathering, inshallah, most definitely we'll attain forgiveness if we say in this gathering. Make a new lease of life, start a new lease of life, and bring the love of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the orders of Allah into your life. You can only do that when you do dhikr of Allah regularly. So what is the dhikr that Hazrat Sahib, the teacher, teaches? The same that our pious predecessors up to the Sahaba, to the Prophet ﷺ. Ya hal al mushkilat, ya dafi al baliyat, ya kafi al muhimmat, ya dafi al baliyat. All these du'as are adhkar, that they can get rid of our sorrows, our worries in our life. Allah, we've got challenges, we've got problems. Allah, you are the one who removes the sicknesses and the diseases. Through these du'as that we recite in dhikr, our pious elders, they got benefits, immense reward. So if we recite these and bring this into our life, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir, the Holy Prophet on the Mount of Uhud, Abu Sufyan, he announced, oh Muhammad, is Muhammad here? Is he here? And They said, don't give the answer. The Prophet three times said, don't give the answer. And then Abu Sufyan said, is Muhammad here? And the Prophet said, don't reply to him. Then three times he asked, that Muhammad here? Is Umar ibn Khattab here? And the Prophet said, don't answer him. Don't reply to him. Then he turned to the Qawm, that what should we say to him? That Allah Ta'ala stated that all of them are martyred. He said, if they were alive, they would reply. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he couldn't listen anymore. And he said, who are you to say that we have passed away? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has preserved these people and protected them so they're not destroyed. They are all alive, alhamdulillah. Then he said, Abu Sufyan, he replied, and you should call out to your Lord to help you. And then the Prophet said, reply to him. And the Prophet said, Sahaba asked, what jawabs, what reply should we give him? And Rasulullah said, that Allah is our Mawla, and you have nobody who is your Mawla, your Lord. That's why Allah Ta'ala, when we do his dhikr and we remember him, we are reminded and we learn this fact, that Allah is the Lord of those who have iman, and those who have no iman, there is no Lord. So when we do dhikr, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Nasir, Allah is the best protector, the best helper, the best assistant. That's why, my friends, I will just request you and just say a few words before the main program brings. That may Allah give us the ability to attend Hazrat Sheikh's gatherings every day, regularly. Look at his purpose of life is to teach dhikr, no cold, no rain, no hot or cold climate. Dhikr will continue every day and it carries on every day. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do dhikr in the Quran-e-Kareem. Allah has instructed us to do dhikr. And what dhikr has Allah instructed? Dhikrun kathir. Allah says, Wadhkurullah dhikran kathira. Salah starts with dhikr. Adhan starts with dhikr. Takbir starts with dhikr. Iqama starts with dhikr. Hajj, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, starts with dhikrullah. In Arafat is dhikr. We do du'as in Arafat. Qala Rasulullah sallam. The Holy Prophet have said, the best words are those that are recited in Arafat. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. So that's why my brothers, my friends, colleagues, I will request to you today that please, you have attended this gathering of Hazrat Sahib's company, put your heart into it, put your mind into it, have intention to improve and to change. May Allah improve us. May Allah change us. And a final word I'll say, inside a human being, despite being nice and good, there are some diseases that remain hidden that we don't know that we are sick. And we go, when we go to the physician, to the doctor, we know when we're sick. For example, in the hadith, it is stated that a person, there are three things that will destroy us. Yes? That person who has the desires of the nafs, if you worship your desires, you want to look good and wear good and other people to praise you, then if you are fulfilling the desires, but the desires will destroy us. If you only do these actions for the sake of fulfilling your desires, you break the laws of Allah. So one thing that will destroy us is our desires. And when Allah Ta'ala advises us to do good and we reject that, and the third thing is that the desires, it makes him feel that he's better than other people. When you do dhikr of Allah, I do dhikr, I'm pious, I'm good, I wear a turban, he doesn't wear a turban, my face has got a beard, he hasn't got a beard. No, whoever, I swear by Allah, thinks that he is better than other people, then that person, he should consider that we have dropped ourselves in the eyes of Allah. And this sickness is buried inside us, and we don't know that we are sick. When do you realize? When you sit with the friends of Allah, they teach you how to reform your batin. And when you attend their gatherings of dhikr and purify yourself inside, then you learn the trickery of the nafs. My friends, we have to die. We have to go to the hereafter, the grave and the hereafter. Our best home is in the hereafter. Our best jannah, Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us in the hereafter. This world is a material place, is temporary. And Hazrat Sahib, our Sheikh, guides us day and night. May Allah Ta'ala save you from being disrespectful. You are pious, you are righteous and good. All of you have come here. You are the pious servants of Allah. And I do dua from my heart that may Allah Ta'ala allow us to have the great guidance and company of Hazrat Sahib ongoing. And today's ijtima, may Allah accept it. And may Allah give us the ability to do Islah, improve ourselves. One thing, have a concern. Allah, I'm here in this gathering to improve myself, to reform myself. I've come to the friend of Allah's gathering. MashaAllah, Masjid Zakari, may Allah reward all the people and who have prepared this open day and night. There's dhikr of Allah every day. So physically come here. And if you don't have a chance to come here physically, then listen online. And make an improvement regularly to your life. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of our coming, our presence and our sitting. Ameen. And may Allah Ta'ala accept and assist all of us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
MashaAllah. Jazakum Allah khair. Mufti Sahib. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. I would next like to call upon Fazil Sharzai Sahib to recite for us a naat, inshallah, in the Pashto language.
It will be in Farsi, inshallah. دست از طلب ندارم تا کام من برایت، یا دست رسد به جانان یا جان زتن برایت. عرض میراج حقیقت از من بی دل مپرس، قطره دریا گشت پیغمبر، نمی دانم چی شد. وا محمدا سر و جان و تن فدای تو، کی شود آن دم که ببینم رخ زیبای تو. وا محمدا وا محمدا دهم جان به هر نگاه تو، کی شود آن دم که به مالم دیده به پای تو. وا محمدا وا محمدا هن بیا همه فدای تو، بر دلم این است که شوم خاک ره پای تو. وا محمدا وا محمدا حولیا همه گدای تو، کی شود آن دم که بپوشم بدن بجان ردای تو. وا محمدا حبيبي خالق يكتاي ومحمدا بعد از خدا هم والای و محمدا رحمت جمله جهانهای و محمدا و محمدا سر ما و خاک پای تو بر دلم این است که ببینم قد و بالای تو و محمدا کمتر از خیلی گدایانم و محمدا سر و تا پا هم عصیانم و محمدا یک نظر کن که خیر پریشانم و محمدا کن قدم رنج به چشمانم و محمدا بنما امشب خرامانم و محمدا غریب و بی سر و سامانم و محمدا مهر تو در دل و در جانم و محمدا و محمدا رسمگر و بارگاه تو بر دلم این است که ببینم قد و بالای تو و محمدا یا رسول عربی شه سوار مدنی بلبل مکه و بطا و سهیل یمنی در حریم حرم خاص تو جبریل امین کمترین بنده درگاه و ویس قرنی ویس قرن عاشق رویت و محمدا پیر انصار شیفته خویت و محمدا غوث الاعظم به گفت و گویت و محمدا خواجه مودود خورم از بایت و محمدا شهاب الدین شده جادویت و محمدا شاه نقشبند حسیر مویت و محمدا شیخ علی خورده از سبویت و محمدا گیتی ستار آمده سویت و محمدا این غریبک شده هندویت و محمدا و محمدا حولیا همه گدای تو کی شود آن دم که بپوشم به جان ردای تو و محمدا و محمدا سر و جان و تن فدای تو کی شود آن دم که ببینم رخ زیبای تو و محمدا صلی الله علیه و سلم
Subhanallah, subhanallah. You don't have to understand a language to appreciate the passion and the skill of recitation and the beauty of the words. Subhanallah, jazakum Allah khairan, alhamdulillah. So next I would like to call upon Mahmood Naqshbandi Sahib to address us, inshallah, in English.
Nakhmudu wa nusalli ala Rasooli Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm about. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hazrat Sahib, respected ulama, brothers and sisters. My name is Mahmood Naqshbandi. I entered Islam in August 1982 when I was living in Zimbabwe, where I went to work as a teacher. I met Hazrat Sahib and took bayat at the end of that year when I returned to England for a few weeks. Then I returned to Zimbabwe, and 3 years later, Hazrat Sahib themselves came to visit. When Hazrat Sahib came to Zimbabwe, there were just three murids living there, Rashid Sahib, Shabir Sahib, and myself, all living in a suburb of the capital that had been allocated to the small Gujarati community in colonial times, who came to Africa in the early 20th century as traders. Muslims themselves were only a tiny part of Zimbabwe's population. I believe about 100,000 people out of 10 million. So about 1% were Muslim. almost all of them were families of labourers and mine workers that had come from Malawi further north. We knew them as Machawa people, but properly they are the Yao tribe of Malawi, living in Zimbabwe. Remarkably, in a remote part of Zimbabwe, there's a tribe of people who lived cut off from the outside world for centuries. During the bitter anti-colonial war of the 1970s, after which Rhodesia became Zimbabwe, a Rhodesian government army patrol was in the area where this tribe was established. And it included a Muslim man who stopped on his patrol to make his salah. When they saw him, they recognized something in common and welcomed him and showed him their traditional secret rituals that they had hidden from everyone for generations. They greeted with salam. They were particular about the meat that they ate. They had names that could be Muslim in origin. They circumcised, but until then they kept all this secret from outsiders. The Muslim soldier saw that though they seemed to know nothing about Islam, it was clear that in the past they had been Muslims. Over the years that followed, that whole community reverted to Islam. I made friends with their imam as well, alhamdulillah. I also learnt that there is a qabr of a tabi'in on the Zambezi escarpment high above northern Zimbabwe and southern Zambia. I don't know who the tabi'in is, I don't know where the qabr is, but he travelled 4,000 miles through Africa nearly 1,500 years ago, long before any other Muslims in the area. Maybe that tribe was descended from his followers, but no one knows. When Hazrat Sahab arrived in Zimbabwe, at first we had some programs in the local Asian-run masjid, and some people took some interest, friends of ours and their families. But then we went out of town into some of the masajid in the rural areas where the Jamaats were entirely African people, mostly the Yao people, the Machawa. The programs were simple, a short bayan from Hazrat Sahab and someone to translate and some zikr. And then Hazrat Sahab would offer to teach the zikr and to accept bayan. All of the masjids were small places, in the bush, lit by paraffin lamps, built with sun-baked mud bricks, with mud floors and rush mats. Hazrat Sahab commented that the people who came were so poor, they didn't have anything with which to commit sins. Sometimes the masjid had 50 people, sometimes 100 people. One had 200 people, and they all sat for the dhikr of Allah with Hazrat Sahab. And here's the thing. This is the point I want to leave you with. I want you to take this point from me. When they queued up to take bayah, the queue went right round the walls of the masjid and outside. Every single person there asked for dhikr, asked for bayah. There was not a single person who stood outside hesitating, unsure. Not a single soul has such a thought as, well, okay, maybe next time. Or, where's the proof? Where's the dalil for this? Or, bid'ah. Or, pilmuridi. And all the other foolish comments we hear in every masjid when we try to explain the haq or the tariqah. Not a single doubter. Now, you may be thinking, though these were poor, ignorant village people, they didn't know any better. True, they didn't have a single degree between them, but they knew halal and haram. They included hufaz. And remember that tabi'in, his qabr, that I mentioned earlier. They and their ancestors had been Muslim for more than 1,000 years. Do you think they didn't know the haq? The truth of the dhikr and the bayah that Hazrat Sahab was teaching them? That was a very special time. Like so many things, you don't realize until the time is long past and you can never return to it. And only regret that you didn't make even better use of the time when the chance was there. Alhamdulillah. Wa la akhiru wa du'ana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Subhanallah. Jazakum Allah khair, Mahmood Sahib. Subhanallah. I would now like to call upon Sapta Rasool Sahib, inshallah, to recite Anat in Urdu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Durushi padhe. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali.
آقا صدل مدینے تٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصدل سب نو مدینے تصدل ایسے مہینے آقا صدل مدینے تٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصدل سب نو مدینے تصدل ایسے مہینے اللہ اللہ کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ اللہ آقا صدل مدینے تٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصدل سب نو مدینے تصدل ایسے مہینے پاک محمد نے پیارے پاک محمد نے پیارے پاک محمد نے پیارے آمینہ دے لال دلارے آمینہ دے لال دلارے بے سہاراں دے سہارے بے سہاراں دے سہارے عرش وی صلی اللہ پکارے عرش وی صلی اللہ پکارے ترل مل کرو دعاواں مدینے جائیے سارے اللہ اللہ کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ اللہ آقا صدل مدینے ٹٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصدل سب نو مدینے تصدل ایسے مہینے دلاں دیاں صدراں لے کے دلاں دیاں صدراں لے کے دلاں دیاں صدراں لے کے مدینے نو میں جاواں مدینے نو میں جاواں تے جا کے حال سناواں تے جا کے حال سناواں تے سنگے اسوت نو چوماں تے سنگے اسوت نو چوماں جالیاں اکھیاں نو لاواں جالیاں اکھیاں نو لاواں تے پی کے اب زم زم دا پانی تے دل دی پیاس بجھاواں اللہ اللہ کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ 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 کہو اللہ اللہ آقا صدل مدینے تے ٹر گئے کنے سفینے تصدل سب نو مدینے تصدل ایسے مہینے مدینے دے آ تاج دارا مدینے دے آ تاج دارا مدینے دے آ تاج دارا آپ دی کمبلی ہے کالی آپ دی کمبلی ہے کالی آپ دی شان نرالی آپ دی شان نرالی آپ دا رتبہ da rutba hai ali main tere dar da sawali main tere dar da sawali main te nahi ho jana hali allah allah kaho allah 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 kaho allah 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 kaho allah allah aqa sad le madine te tur gaye kinne safine te sad le sab nu madine te sad le aise mahine aqa sad le madine te tur gaye kinne safine te sad le sab nu madine te sad le aise mahine
subhanallah jazakumullah khair safta sahab mashallah. So next I would like to call upon Farooq Abdullah Saab, inshallah, who will share some words with us in English, inshallah.
As-salamu alaykum. Let's recite the reading of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma sallam wa sallam. I'd like to congratulate every individual here, both normal people, myself, and as a sheikh, and all the respected lama, and those listening online, all parts of the world, big Mubarak to you. This is such a blessed gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, I'll give you a bargain. Like we go to the shops, we go to the supermarket. There's one reason I was sold 8 pence for a bag of carrots. So rush down there, I'd miss my bargain, but here I am today, this is a better bargain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, look, if you remember me, I will remember you. Now imagine, we are just specks of dust in this world, this cosmos, and yet Allah SWT is remembering us. Not only that, but Allah SWT says, you are with your people here remembering, I am going to remember you all with all my malaika in the heavens. And not only that, I'm going to send down my malaika to surround you. We're surrounded by the malaika now. We can't see them, but definitely, as I'm standing here, they are there. Not only that, Allah SWT says on the day of reckoning, this deed of dhikrullah weighs very, very heavy on the scales of accounts. Now, on the subject of accounts, I'd like to relate some simple, nice stories that Master Sheikh has mentioned. You can, in the books outside, you can buy these beautiful lessons that Hazrat Sahib has given over the years. And he mentioned that Hazrat Sheikh used to have a little stall where he used to earn his halal rizq, alhamdulillah. And there used to be other people there, and one of his friends, one day he was there, all of a sudden two guys walked towards him. They looked a bit serious, they don't look like they're going to buy anything. So he thought, uh-oh, what's happening here? And they said, we're tax collectors, we're tax inspectors. Oh dear, he says. Hazrat Sheikh had so many times over the years reminded him, prepare your accounts, get your accounts ready. One day we all have to take account of these things. Anyway, his ending wasn't very good. He hadn't been keeping proper accounts, so the law dealt with him. Now, another story Hazrat Sheikh then mentioned is in a little bit of a twist on this one, but still talking about accounts. So the subject is accounts, okay? I dare say there's some accountants here and businessmen that do accounts. Anyway, so this time this friend of Hazrat Sheikh was at home and he's having a nice meal with his wife. Nice cup of tea, he sits down on the sofa in the lounge, falls asleep. All of a sudden, he wakes up. Oops, there's two people in front of him. He said, what are you doing here? This is my house. I didn't invite you inside. Shouts his wife, why do you let these people in the house? No answer. He gets a bit concerned. What's going on here? These two people, what are you here for? Who sent you? He said, La ilaha illallah. Allah sent us. But I'm not ready. I didn't get my accounts ready. He says, no. You've been sent a notice of these accounts many, many times. These books have been around. The accounts will be taken for a long time. Have you not read? Have you not read this account? These special, they look like human beings. They said, "We've come to catch criminals. Criminals that don't keep accounts." He was confused. "Oh, wait a minute. I was having a cup of tea a minute ago on the sofa." Calls his wife again. No answer. He starts to be clear what's happening. They said that this warning has been sent to you. There have come to you from Allah a light and book made clear and easily understood. And that light, that nur, was the our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He showed the people with his light, with his nur, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live, to do ibadah, to worship Allah. He admitted eventually that he had read this book, as we know it is the Al-Quran. Now, I mentioned accounts of profit and loss. Okay, so they said prophets, for example, a prophet in a spiritual sense is your salat, your fasting, your deeds. Your loss is that loss where you have not practiced the deen of Islam in the way of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah sari'ul hisab." Allah will check everyone's account, everybody here, as ever existed, will ever exist, that accounts will be checked. Now, as in a worldly sense, we have accountants to check our profit and loss, capital expenditure, and so on. So, in a spiritual sense, we've also got specialists. These are the mashaykh, the wali Allah. They see what profit you have, what loss you have, and try and get you to leave your loss and go towards your profit. I challenge you all, wake up. Find, if you haven't already found, seek a sheikh, a guide, a spiritual guide, who will help you leave that thing that is a loss for you and take you towards that thing that is a profit. Now, as a sheikh is going to give talk shortly, this is one the main thing we've come here for, in the dhikr of Allah. So I challenge you, I invite you, especially those people that are new, I challenge you, I invite you, come and meet my sheikh. Learn how to keep your account nicely, where you're leaving that thing which is a loss and go towards that thing as a profit. My Hajj Sheikh is like a bowman with a bow and arrow, like the time of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had the bows and the arrows used to shoot. But my Hajj Sheikh, he's got a spiritual bow and arrow. And he's firing his arrows at your heart, spiritual heart. So you need to take notice of every word he's saying. Have full focus on what he's saying. Inshallah, this will change your lives. One last thing, my personal experience. About 10 years ago, I was walking to, I live in Old Trafford in Manchester, and I was walking to the masjid. My house is only 150 yards from the masjid, and I was next to the car park. Those people who've been to that masjid, no? Very near, within 20 feet of the door. All of a sudden, this young man run up behind me and stabbed me in my head. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to me in my mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to me, "Farooq, get ready. Your account, I can call you to take your account anytime."
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Jazakum Allah khairan, Farooq sahab, for those words. Now I'm going to, there's one final, inshallah, next on this, I will go to call, inshallah, upon Irfan Zakiuddin Saab to read us a poem he has composed for this occasion.
In this darkest hour, in this dark hour there blooms a flower. There blooms a flower bright as the rising sun, rising with radiant power. The dark is undone, dawn is begun. In this darkest hour, there blooms a flower, bright as the rising sun, rising with radiant power. Dawn is begun, the dark is undone. Our Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Master rests in the city blessed. In the city blessed, our Master rests and smiles as the flower grows. Now is the hardest test. Our Master knows, and his favor flows. Our marvel guide is our Master's pride. Our Master's pride is our marvel guide. Sincere beyond compare, who angels stand beside, and whose every prayer is grace too rare. The dark is deep, so few now keep our Master's radiant ways, lost in an evil sleep of dark, of false displays in empty days. Lost in an evil sleep of false displays in empty days. In arid gloom I found this bloom in arid gloom, when all the wells are dry. I found this bloom when all the wells are dry, so near the hour of doom, a gift so high, I don't know why, a gift so high, I don't know how or why. Let me not fail in this travail, from darkest dreams to wake. Let me not fail in this travail, from darkest dreams to wake. How shall my life avail else this way I take and lies forsake? How shall my life avail else this way I take and lies forsake? The greatest name is a cleansing flame. The greatest name is a cleansing flame. From the flower comes the fire. It burns all cause of blame. It burns all cause of shame. Till true desire consumes us entire. There is nothing here and nothing dear. There is nothing dear and nothing here. This world is a false, false goal. Let me be with a flower near, and give the whole of my heart and soul. Let me be with a flower near, and give the whole of my heart and soul. Then with might and main, let me strive and strain, with might and main, for the bloom beyond all gold. Nor glance at lies again, and my life be sold with all that I hold. In this darkest hour, there blooms a flower, bright as the rising sun, rising with a radiant power. The dark is undone, dawn is begun.
MashaAllah, that was a beautiful poem, Fansab. Jazakum ala khairan. So there's one final address in English that I'd like to call upon Bilal Naqshbandi Saab to address us, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved Sheikh, mashallah, tamat barakatuhum, as distinguished ulama and brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah. Today I'd like to just point out and reflect on a beautiful truth that we sometimes overlook in our busy lives. The profound impact of the remembrance of Allah, the dhikrullah, and the invaluable company of the friends of Allah, the wali Allah, those who walk the devoted path of righteousness, as our own Shaykh does, mashallah, damat barakatuhum. To help us understand this deep spiritual concept, I want to use an analogy, an example, that relates to something familiar with us, our physical health. Each and every one of us care about the way we look, how fit we are, our abs, our everything else, alhamdulillah. Think for a moment about your body.
and the way it functions. The heart, as we know, is responsible for pumping blood throughout the body. This constant activity ensures that every organ, every cell, receives what is needed to stay healthy and alive. When you exercise, you intentionally increase the heart's activity, strengthening it, ensuring that your body remains fit and energized. Now imagine if we treat the heart like we treat our souls, our ruh, with regular care and attention. In a similar way, the remembrance of Allah is the exercise of our hearts and spirits. When we engage in dhikr Allah, whether it's reciting the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying, contemplating His greatness, it's like performing cardiovascular exercise. Just as our heart pumps blood to keep our bodies alive, dhikr Allah pumps spiritual energy into our hearts, strengthening our connection with Allah and revitalizing our faith. SubhanAllah. Wow. Now, you might not see the effects of zikr immediately, just as you don't see the heart growing stronger after a single workout. But over time, you start to feel different. You feel more at peace, more focused, and more aligned with your purpose. Your faith becomes more steadfast, and you find yourself naturally adhering to the teachings of the Quran and the beautiful Sunnah of our blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This change happens gradually, but it's profound. The remembrance of Allah, though not always visible like the physical workout we do, has a similar cumulative effect on the heart and the soul. It strengthens our relationship with our Creator and gradually transforms us, helping us to arise above the challenges of life. Just as the heart strengthened through exercise can withstand greater physical demands. But just as a physical coach guides us on how to exercise effectively, so do the friends of Allah. Those who are closest to Him guide us on how to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A coach doesn't just tell you how to exercise, they show you the proper techniques, motivate you when you feel weak, and push you to reach your potential. Similarly, a sheikh, a friend of Allah, doesn't just remind you to remember Allah, they help you strengthen your spiritual practices, guide you on how to connect with Allah more deeply, and encourage you when your heart feels heavy. Just as a coach helps you perform physical exercise correctly and efficiently, a sheikh, a wali Allah, helps you to practice dhikr and engage with the Quran and the Sunnah in a way that leads to true spiritual growth. Through their guidance, you learn how to exercise your soul, ultimately leading to a purer, more steadfast heart. So my dear brothers, just as we take time to care for our physical appearance, our physical health, we must also dedicate time to care for our spiritual well-being. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the exercise that strengthens our hearts, and the company of His friends, the pious, the wali Allah, are the coaches we need to excel in this sacred practice. Let us cherish this reminder and make it a part of our daily lives, so that our hearts may grow closer to Allah and our faith become more unshakable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to remember Him constantly and seek the company of those who are closest to Him and grow in our love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allah khairan.
Jazakum Allah khairan. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, we're going to conclude the opening section of this majlis with a
Oh, take us on the hijra madiniya. Keep us on the hijra madiniya. Oh, our Naqshbandi Sheikh is guiding us toward Medina, walking through the hills and valleys leading to Medina. The daily journey starts before the dawn has raised a light. Alone we seek the treasures of the secret prayer at night.
After Fajr breakfast of the heart to start the day. Dhikr till Ishraq and then we raise our hands to pray. Oh, take us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Keep us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Oh, our Naqshbandi Sheikh is guiding us toward Medina. Walking through the hills and valleys leading to Medina. We're leaving ways of darkness and the roads to harm and sin, assessing and addressing issues that we find within. Learning on the journey where the skies are grey or blue, we join the Majlis day and night to strengthen and renew. So take us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Keep us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Hadhrat Sheikh is guiding us along the path toward Medina, walking through the hills and valleys leading to Medina. He says, in all the stages that we go to seek the Sunnah way, in kindness in our actions, taking care of what we say, in excellence of manners, always punctual in Salah, following the Prophet brings the pleasure of Allah. So take us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Keep us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Hadhrat Shaykh is guiding us along the path toward Medina, walking through the hills and valleys leading to Medina. He says, when stresses of the day arise and weigh upon the chest, and whisperers tell us that we will never pass the test, just look into the heart and keep repeating Allah's name, completing our wazifa, then we make dua again. Oh, take us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Keep us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Oh, our Naqshbandi Sheikh is guiding us toward Medina, walking through the hills and valleys leading to Medina. He says, the treasures of the heart are safe when purified from sin. So keep the polish of the dhikr working with deep within. Then faith can shine a light for us at every twist and turn, the school of life enriching every lesson that we learn. So take us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Keep us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Hadhrat Shaykh is guiding us along the path toward Medina, walking through the hills and valleys leading to Medina. No matter if you've lost your way and don't know where you are, just tune into the teachings of the Wali of Allah, for that is how we see what we've become and where we stand. So join the caravan by taking bay'ah at his hand, and join us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Join us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Hadhrat Shaykh is guiding us along the path toward Medina, walking through the hills and valleys is leading to Medina. Keep us on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Steadfast on the Hijrah Madiniyah. Every step we take is on the path that leads us to Medina. With Hadhrat Shaykh our guide towards the light of Al-Madina. With Hadhrat Shaykh our guide towards the light of Al-Madina. With Hadhrat Shaykh our guide towards the light of Al-Madina. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The time has now come, inshallah, for Hadhrat Shaykh to turn their blessed attention towards us and offer us precious pearls of guiding advice. Hadhrat Shaykh's words resonate powerfully with every needy heart, even reaching those who go astray, those like me who are apt to get lost, like a wayward goat who strays from the flock. His words and his dua always find us and redirect us towards the straight path, alhamdulillah. I remind everyone again that no photography or video recording whatsoever is allowed in the masjid. The value of these moments is beyond calculation, my brothers. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us full and focused attention. The live translation into English is available in the library, but if you have headphones, the translation can also be heard live on your phones via the sufi.org.uk website. Inshallah, the essential part of this evening's program is about to begin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.